open this?
No, he can't open it. It's not allowed.
Did we give up on the 5 seconds of silence?
Yeah.
So I was gonna I throw it out. Does it have the D in it? I'm really sick, so apparently I need Claritin with the D in it.
Oh, is that Claritin D?
No, it's regular Claritin. But
is Claritin D actually a thing? I just kind of made that up.
No! My coworkers are all like, you need Sudafed D.
I'm pretty sure Claritin D is a thing.
Is it?
Huh. I think it means daytime.
I don't know.
Oh,
give me that.
Not as exciting as that. Well, you know, morning. Give me. Claritin D, you take it in the morning. Morning D.
After you've got morning wood.
It was so funny.
That sounds way too much like the morning after pill.
Yeah.
Gosh. No.
How many of these am I supposed to take?
Just one.
The D and
the D.
Morning after pill are two completely very different things.
They are intersecting subjects.
But
so.
Yeah, like you don't have to take the morning after pill till you take the evening D.
So they're equal but opposite.
Who said you're taking the D in the evening?
Well, you can't take the morning after pill that soon. That's why it's called the morning after, not the during sex pill.
It's within 48 hours, and you wouldn't know this if you had a vagina.
So how would you...
You said wouldn't. So let's introduce ourselves.
Oh, I'm Joey.
I'm Nikki. And she's sick.
And I'm sick. I was going to say the Dark Lord because I'm going to be a Dark Lord.
You could make your gender Dark Lord.
That's what
Facebook.
I'm planning on doing.
But you'd still be a Dark
Lady.
And
then my pronouns will be Your Majesty, Queen,
I wish you could change
your
pronouns.
Highness.
That would be so fantastic.
See, but then, now if someone actually uses those and they want to be called they...
Wish your Supreme Overlord a happy birthday.
That means that they assume it's your responsibility, they, not pun intended... they assume it's your responsibility to go into their about section and check what pronouns they prefer. So that's a whole nother step to talk to this person.
I don't know. It's fucking Tumblr bullshit.
Yeah.
Or technically
I get to look it up for the link dump because I just edited last week's podcast like two hours ago. Sorry.
I sent you that lovely picture last night.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
I'm fiction, Ken. It's like, you're
yeah.
a fucking
oh,
retard.
Yeah.
In the group chat,
that was fun.
Like, I saw that, because I'm kind of a huge nerd, and I do online role-playing.
On Tumblr.
On Tumblr.
Now, define,
only for that?
Define role-playing.
And then
role
you
playing.
See that, it's like, oh.
Define role-playing, because God, in your case, there's three different types. And that can go many different ways.
Yeah, role-playing is very...
Yeah, there's a board game role-playing, there's a sexual role-playing, and in your case, there's a writing role-playing.
Mine is writing.
Yeah.
Stories and such.
I just want to convey the fact that my girlfriend is not sexually role-playing with people online.
Yes, crazy...
That would be weird.
Nymphomaniac. I almost said necrophiliac.
I mean, that...
Hey, then, maybe they role-play too. Who are we to judge? You know, they... Actually, I bet they do.
What,
I bet they,
people?
Like, put them
dead
in
people?
Ice or something. Like, they take an ice bath and then have sex with them.
What?
Or they lay still. That's,
like,
that
some
totally
serial
makes sense.
Killer bullshit.
Or they just kill people.
That extreme necromancy, yeah.
What?
Or necrophilia.
Really, really putting the romance in necromancy.
Man, that went downhill fast.
Yeah. Well, we started out this conversation with the D, so I think...
You're right.
I think it's going to go downhill fast.
So, you may have noticed that I'm not using a case on my phone today.
Yeah, because you're
dumb.
Fucking terrifying.
Well, I
it's cause you're
I
dumb.
Did that on Saturday or Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday for the stream.
Because on Friday, I didn't want my phone case on. Well, the reason I don't have my phone case on today is because I forgot this morning. And the reason I forgot this morning is because...
You suck.
Yes. No.
Well, yes, but that's unrelated.
When I had a dream last night... It was a very vivid, regular dream.
Dude, I've been... For the last, like, four nights in a row, I've had ridiculously vivid dreams.
You're taking off a brain?
No, I'm not.
Oh, no?
I just... Random, like, really big, detailed dreams of stuff.
Nikki's taking a selfie?
Yeah.
My sister got a selfie stick. Selfie sticks.
Oh, God.
They're so great.
Oh,
it's
God.
So easy to take a group picture. You just, like... And everybody's in the picture. It's
so easy to put a pole in a picture.
Yeah.
Why don't you use your leg in a hot dog?
I did that once. It was way harder than it seemed.
No, but I think you talked about that on the podcast already.
Yeah, we have.
No, so I had this dream, and it was very vivid, but very normal, okay? For some reason, I was in a very large bathroom, okay? Like, there were two toilets, and they were across the room. But
so,
anyways,
like, a his and hers bathroom.
I suppose. And, like, they really, really hate each other, but they still want to be in the same room.
What?
I mean, it's like, really far apart. What? If you're paying attention to the conversation...
I'm not. I'm sick. Leave me alone.
So maybe you can listen to this podcast later on.
Yeah.
And you'll get the jokes.
Maybe I will.
In a week, when I get around to editing it. No, this one I'm going to get out on time. I'm determined.
Yeah, I noticed that you were punching them out, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, what ended up happening is, for some reason, my phone ended up dropping into the toilet. And
in the dream?
Yeah, in the dream.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh no, my phone's wet. Oh, wait, I have an S5. I'll just wash off the toilet water in the sink. Okay, now it's wet. Just to be safe, I'm going to dry it off and take it apart.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you real quick, and I know this totally goes against everything Nikki asked us before the podcast, and I haven't heard the podcast. Did you know the Note 4 went back from USB 3.0 to USB 2.0?
So did the S6.
What the fuck, guys? What the fuck? All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. And on a side note, the IT guy I've been working with, I told him... I can't believe they went from 3.0 to 2.0. And he goes, oh, no, that's not 3.0. That's just a proprietary Samsung plug.
No, it's
3.0. No, it's
well,
not.
It's funny
Look
because
it
that Leap Motion thing I have that you guys were playing with Saturday, that has USB 3.0. And I had no idea because that thing's like 5 years old.
Wow.
I mean, that thing's like so old that I thought it was proprietary. And then when the Note 3 came out, I was like, oh, that's USB 3.0. I have one of those.
The only thing that uses USB 3.0 micro B is hard drives, essentially, other than that.
Oh, yeah. In fact...
Yeah, that hard drive does.
This one right here.
Yep. Western Digital.
Yep, I just got this. It's 2 terabytes. It was $100.
I have that exact model.
Look how tiny it is.
Yeah.
Bless you, Nikki.
So, anyways, getting back to my dream. I dropped my phone in the toilet. Oh, no. Covered in toilet water. Let me just wash it off, and I'll take it apart so it can dry out. Okay?
Okay.
And I woke up late this morning, and I'm like, why the hell am I awake so late? And I looked at my phone. It was in pieces. Apparently, I disassembled my phone last night in my sleep because of this dream. And I was in such a rush, I forgot my phone case.
Oh, my God. Yeah, are you for real?
Like, it was phone case, phone, battery, back. And I'm like, what the hell happened?
That's what fantastic.
Yeah, that was some pretty
weird
stuff.
That kind of reminds me, I've probably talked about this before, but like one night I woke up and peed in my drawer of my nightstand. And wow. I was dreaming, I guess. Because I woke up the next morning, I was like, oh, fuck, I slept walking and I pissed in the drawer. And then I opened the drawer and I was like, all right, I didn't piss in the drawer. I guess it's all okay. But in your case, you actually did the acting.
I actually disassembled my phone.
I don't know. I told you about how I almost peed in my refrigerator.
Oh,
yeah. Did we talk about that last podcast?
No, that was... after or before the live stream Saturday?
Yeah, that was
oh
after
my
live
God.
Stream, I believe.
Yeah, I almost peed in my refrigerator. That was
That's
weird.
Fantastic.
My grandma's like, no, bathroom's that way.
That's everything.
So, yeah. I know, sorry, you're going
to
say
No, it's okay, mine's, I can throw it at any point in time.
So, I know you said you didn't want any nerd talk, but this one's in your case.
Oh,
like.
God damn it.
Okay. But it's nerd talk for you.
What?
Then I won't mention that Elder Scrolls Online is coming out to Xbox One on June 9th.
I know, I'm so excited.
I thought you said you didn't want to hear it.
Not techie nerd talk, okay? I can barely like.
So
use
there's
a
different
computer.
There's different subcategories of nerd.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad we're all in agreement. I got a solid state drive for my laptop. It's nice. Like brand fucking new. It's great. And then I had this weird like tinfoil hat thought on the way here.
Tinfoil
you know,
hat.
All of the
thought?
New Macs come with solid state drives. Mm-hmm. There's only one Mac you can get that doesn't have solid state. So maybe the new operating system is really only optimized for solid state.
Interesting.
And that would be why my computer's been so shitty lately. Because, like, with the solid state drive, it never locks up.
Huh.
And you seem like, and locking up is typically, like, a RAM thing more so than a hard drive thing. But nothing. So, fun thought. Well, and now I have, like, 7 terabytes of storage in that thing.
Here's an interesting thought about solid state drives.
Your mom.
Technically, they have a limited amount of writability.
Apparently that number is recently gone astronomically large.
Okay.
But that was a very big concern for a long time. In fact, at my job, I had quite a few that hit the write limit.
Wow. Okay.
And something else I learned recently is the last, because I was actually, before, actually, I think it was, I was having buyer's remorse when I bought the solid state drive. I was, like, researching and all that and that stuff. And they said that most drives, all but, like, one brand now, when you hit your write limit, you can't write anymore, but you can still read all your files off of it. They don't completely fail like they used to, where it was just like, oh, well, that sucks. You lost all your hard drive stuff.
Yeah.
Now you can actually go back and get it, even though the drive is more or less useless. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Nikki, how are you doing?
I'm sick. I'm going to cough on you and punch you in the face.
Well, you used a word that made me think of something else that's not as nerdy. Or it's still nerdy, but it's not as gadgety. But this is a podcast, so it's nerdy.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's a comedy.
We're talking about my favorite thing ever, and we just stopped.
Well, you said astronomically.
Yes.
I read a, I guess, review about this guy who talked about the trip to Mars,
okay,
how they were planning that expedition. He says that's essentially a scam.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
Mars 1?
I saw that article.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that, yeah, that fell on its face.
Yeah, instead of like 10 years, it's going to be 100 years.
Oh, yeah, no, it like completely, it was the Mars 1, I think they were selecting 100 people to go to Mars within the next 10 years,
and
those people
gay.
Paid money to apply for this thing, and the Mars one was just like, eh, we really can't do it. But everybody's reaction to it was, well, no shit.
Yeah.
And if you were dumb enough to sign up for Mars one,
well, Mars one didn't even say we can't really
be
do
dead
it
before
they
you,
say
they even are able to do it.
Yeah, they're like beating around the bush too with it. They're like, you know, we're not saying we can't do it, but we can't do it right now.
Yeah, with the time we have
and
the map.
Since this is the first expedition, it's understandable if it's a little bit off course. Like if there's a delay, which, you know, that sounds understandable, but that's like 80 years of delay.
Yeah,
you know,
that's like a generation worth of delay.
Like your grandkids might be able to go.
Yeah.
I have a thought on this.
Yeah.
So if it takes like years and years and years to get to like the nearest planet.
Four
years.
To get to Mars?
No, it's months. Never mind.
I was going
to
say, yeah, I think it was like 4 months.
Yeah, it's 4 months.
I thought it was years.
Nope.
No, it's... We looked it up like 2 podcasts ago.
Did we?
Yeah. It's a shame we don't have Alexa anymore.
I know.
What's Alexa? Here, I'll pull it up.
Yeah, so... Anyway, what about taking a while to get to Mars?
Well, what if, like, you go into a cryogenic sleep...
We'd have to figure out cryogenic sleep first.
Well, yeah. They're already experimenting with that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But, sorry. So if you're in cryogenics and you've been asleep for, like, maybe 30 years, and you go there and you're like, oh, da, 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 and it takes 30 years to get back, that means everything you've ever known on Earth is completely different.
Yeah.
Like,
and most of the people you know are probably dead.
Dead or like
close
grown
to dead.
And have kids.
Did you see Interstellar?
No.
They kind of address something similar in Interstellar.
Really?
Don't see anything more.
Yeah, I don't want to get any
watch it.
Spoilerish stuff, but there was like
I am not a huge fan of the director because
it was pretty good.
He's a fuck ass and
it was pretty good. I would recommend it. And they cuz they went out and time passed. You know.
Well, yeah, that they did that in this is a spoiler. Planet of the Apes, but I already said it.
Oh, so. Yeah.
I think everyone's seen Planet of the Apes, though.
You'd be surprised. I know
I've
someone who
it,
hasn't seen Titanic. In
what?
Fact, in fact.
Okay, but now that was a historical event.
Yeah, well.
I learned about that one in high school.
Spoiler alert, the Titanic sinks because it hit an iceberg.
That's funny. My supervisor, Tier 3 guy, who I was actually working today with at work after away, but when he was a kid, when Titanic came out, He went up to the manager of the movie theater. He's like, I want my money back for seeing this movie. And the guy's like, why? And he goes, well, because this and this, the movie wasn't that interesting. And to be all completely honest, I knew how it was going to end.
Oh, jeez.
And the manager gave his money back to him. And he's like, hey, I'm giving you this because you amused me.
Good friend. Come on, I saw the ending coming for the first 2 minutes. It's worse than Romeo and Juliet.
Don't go on that boat. I told him not to go.
They didn't listen. Whores.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's actually, since we're on that kind of a grave note, but still kind of comical, They said
the grave comical section of the podcast.
Didn't they say that boat could take an iceberg?
Yeah, they said it was unsinkable.
Okay,
that was their big claim to fame.
They said that the Twin Towers could take an impact from a 747.
Did they actually mention that?
I saw. I was in drafting for many years in high school and after, and I saw this Wonders of the World buildings and stuff. And the video shows an interview with the guy, and it was recorded before that.
Right. That's like, you know, oh yeah, well I could take a bullet to the head. And then somebody like says, all right, yeah, I'll try that. And then you take a bullet to the head and you die.
And then there's a whole bunch of tinfoil hat theories like,
yeah, jet fuel can't burn steel or something.
Yeah, jet fuel can't melt steel beams and stuff.
On the subject of the Titanic, did you know that no other ship in the history of the world has ever hit an iceberg except for the Titanic?
I believe that.
Well, recorded history.
No, none of them have hit.
Well, I didn't think.
Vikings.
Well, okay. Let's be real.
I said
recorded Vikings
history.
Have much smaller ships than cruise liners.
You're a small ship.
Your mom's a small ship.
Your mom has a small ship.
Oh, damn.
Your mom has no ship.
Your mom.
I have armadas of ships. What? That got really fucking Tumblr nerdy.
No ships were given. So.
No ships were given.
So yeah, anyways, what I was getting at with that, okay, let's see, movies, Titanic.
Twin Towers crashing, no explosions, tinfoil hats.
And then there was my supervisor who was doing something.
Got his money back.
No, but before that, what were we talking about right before that?
I don't remember.
We're trying to retrace our thoughts. Dang
it. Damn
it. Oh no.
Listen to the podcast.
That was a good one too. Anyways, maybe I'll pull it up later. Oh, anyways, back to what we were saying with Mars. It takes 39 days.
39? Okay, that's even less than I thought.
942 hours. The fastest spacecraft launch from Earth was NASA's New Horizons mission, which was en route to Pluto, January 2006. The probe left Earth at 36,000 miles per hour.
Okay. Question.
Answer.
I thought NASA was done for because the government wasn't funding it. Is it
The space shuttle program.
The space shuttle program.
Right,
okay.
That's right. Okay, that makes sense.
That space shuttle program was down.
Because I know other countries are like, oh, hey, we have a space shuttle program.
Fuck
you, America!
A rocket launching program. They do not have space shuttles. They don't have that design.
Now, I thought...
No.
England.
No. You're thinking, because I remember telling about this story.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this now, I think about it, but a long time ago, back when it was first newsed.
Yeah, well, but I mean, like... a few months ago, probably. Sorry, I burped. You really take that out?
That's good. I've been burping all podcasts.
So anyways, the UK was going up to the ISS and took some other people around, like a German and an American and stuff. So that's what you're thinking of.
Okay.
But that was still a rocket, a classic rocket ship that a kid would draw.
Okay.
But not a talented kid.
Yeah.
Mediocrely talented kid.
Yeah. Like one of the little rocket pops that you get for ice cream.
A bomb pop. That's what they're called.
The bomb pop?
Wow.
Yeah,
trigger.
Yeah, don't say, Discovery. Triggers, bombs, get it? Bombs have triggers.
Discovery. Oh my god, what's wrong with you?
What?
Lots of things.
I can tell.
Oh.
This is my life, mate. People.
Oh, Titanic.
Titanic.
And I said, speaking of Titanic, something was related.
Yeah.
That person who's never seen Titanic is my ex, who is incidentally just married. She just got engaged. Like,
you think they had Titanic-themed stuff at their wedding?
No, she's never seen Titanic, is the thing. Oh.
There he goes, he got it.
But it's just weird because she was my last ex after Nikki.
Or before Nikki.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
I don't care. I'm sick. I have no idea what's going on.
Reverse timeline. She was after Nikki.
Yeah, confused tenses.
If I am at my point right now and I look at Nikki and look back, Nikki is before.
Okay, so left is backwards.
Yes.
Got it.
I was actually like looking down the timeline, so it's like 3D to me.
Posted something on Facebook today about not knowing your left from right.
Yeah.
I do not know my left from right. I told him in the car, I'm going to get an L and an R tattooed in the webbing of my thumbs. So people will be like, which way are you going? Left!
Yeah. It's a dyslexia.
Because I don't even think of like the L trick, because I'm like, wait, which way does an L
Yeah, the
face?
L trick never did it for me. It still doesn't do it for me.
Well, so, okay, here's the thing, though. I told her a really good anagram for it. She writes with her right hand. Write.
Yeah, but
write.
I don't think of that off the top of my head.
Well, I mean,
head.
Going like that, pausing and looking at her hands is even harder. I mean,
no, it's like lift up one hand, and it's like,
it's the
left.
Hand you draw with.
It's, I mean, if you're lifting up a heavy package, like, hey, which hallway do I turn down? You're like, oh no, I can't see my hands. I'm screwed. It's, you know, if you just actively think about it, it's, you know, you eventually just teach yourself, like.
Or you could tie a string around your right hand. Or, you know, you wear your ring on your left hand.
Yeah.
I'm not actually married or engaged, people. Let's clarify that.
Just explain why. Explain why.
Because somebody won't put a ring on it.
Oh.
If you like it, then you should.
There's already a ring on it, though. Like, what's he supposed to do? Be like, excuse me, other ring. Knock it out of there.
And a bink.
Like, what's going to happen when he finally does propose? What are you going
to
do with that ring?
He needs to hide my ring. Just like,
you'd be so sad.
Where's my ring?
You'd be
oh,
so
I don't
sad.
Know, honey.
Although,
you must have taken it off to cook or something.
Although she wasn't wearing that one time we went in public.
Yeah, just on Saturday she wasn't wearing it.
But no, like, even when I try to take it off her, because I like to play with it, I try to take it off, she's like, no! I'm like,
yeah, see?
It feels weird to take off my effects, okay? Like, I wear a necklace, a ring, a hairband, and a bracelet sometimes.
I got her half of that wardrobe.
Well, aren't you special?
I think so.
I would also be inclined to agree.
But, like, I hate it when people take my hair tie. Like, he likes to take my hair tie. It's like, what the fuck am I going to do if I have to pull up my hair? Okay?
You almost never pull up your hair.
I always pull up my hair.
If your hair's always pulled up, then why do you have a hair tie around your arm?
So that I can pull it up.
But if it's always pulled up, you won't need to pull it up.
Shut up.
Stop with your circular logic, Austin.
But anyways, so what he's trying to get at is, why do I wear a ring on my left finger? Well, in the wonderful world of retail, people get really, really drunk, and they start hitting on you.
In retail?
Yes! Especially when you work outside in a kiosk right next to a bar.
Oh, is that the place at International Mall? Mm-hmm. You're like, I used to work there? Oh, that
yep.
makes sense.
So, more than once, I have had people come up to me like, hey honey, what are you doing later? Are you single? No! Nope, I'm engaged. I'm getting married in October. Look
but
at that.
But it's November.
Next
I'm in
October.
December. Shut up, I remember my engagement date, bitch.
Not so, engagement date,
whatever,
wedding date, stupid.
So I remember, I'm okay with her wearing that because it's kind of like a security.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. See, maybe that's why he hasn't proposed yet, because he feels safe, he doesn't need to bother. Yeah.
Or you could just put a ring on it.
But there already is. That's the thing.
Yeah, you've got a ring on it. The ring is there.
Yeah,
congratulations,
kind of
guys.
You're not telling me to get a job because I already have a job.
Yeah.
Although that's what my last ex did. So,
yeah.
And you know what happened to her? She got married.
Under questionable situations.
I just find it funny because, I mean, yeah.
Who the fuck gets married to someone after after dating them for only a year?
Maybe.
Like,
that's longer. Some people
jump on that.
Literally. Oh, God, am I going to throw that? Yeah, I'm going to throw this person under the bus. I probably have on podcast before. Remember that person I showed you the picture of when the boyfriend got the name tattooed?
Yeah.
And that was like a month ago, and they'd only been together a month when they got the full quarter sleeve or half sleeve
engaged.
Of the name. Yeah, they're engaged.
Well,
I saw something on Facebook that said my future hubby.
To be
That's
fair,
my future divorce would have been a better
yeah
title for that.
Future ex-husband.
To be completely fair, can you name one extremely happy couple that's been together for a long time where one of them has the other name tattooed on their arm?
No.
Not a single one.
The only scenario where I could think that would make sense is if the guy was in the military and he was around his wife a lot when they were younger and he got his name tattooed on her. And, like, when he finally came back from being drafted in the war, you know, he stayed with her. That's the only time.
But that's really
if that actually
because
goes, happens, yeah.
Sometimes military wives are not that great.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, man, I had the really sad story, which I didn't even, like, fully understand what was going on, but somebody I know just lost her husband in Iraq.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's doing it pretty... She's handling it very well, considering she's got three kids and...
Oh.
Like, I didn't even know, she didn't even really disappear when it happened. She kept coming around, and so, like, I kind of knew something serious was going on. I didn't realize what, and it was like, whoa.
That's really shitty, though. That's
terrible.
Yeah, but.
Speaking of which, I don't know if you saw the trailer on my Facebook page for the movie Max.
No.
It's about one of the military dogs.
Oh, yeah. I will not be watching that movie.
I will not be watching that movie.
I will not watch that movie. I will cry and
a little tear background
and
info.
Throw up and Nikki bleed all over the movie theater.
Two out of, like, the three or four dogs that they normally send to Afghanistan. I have a Belgian Malinois and a German Shepherd. And I have a feeling that if they're going to do it correctly, it's going to be a Belgian Malinois.
Yeah, I can't. There's no way in hell I could watch that movie. Like, I can't even watch Marley and Me or anything.
Yeah. Well, it's not even the dog that dies. It's the
you don't know that.
Owner.
I can't. Well,
that's the premise of the movie, is that the guy is in Iraq. He's got his military dog, and he dies. The dog comes back to his brother, who's like, fuck this dog. This dog's stupid, and he won't even, like, let me pet him.
Yeah, I can't do any dog and movies, like, happy, sad, or otherwise.
That makes so much sense, because Malinois are totally like that. Like, if it's anyone else, they'll fuck you up. Like, you know Nico.
Yeah.
Nico.
Although I think Nico's nice. He licks my face.
Nico's nice once he gets to know you.
Yeah.
I've been dating this girl for 2 years, and he still barks at me when I get up too fast from the couch.
And yeah. Then I have my 80-pound German Shepherd baby that cries and runs away from everyone. Oh, my God. And he's decided he's Prince of Sheba, so. Because I told him last night, I'm like, go to bed. He gets up in my bed and, like, lays on my pillows. I'm like, that's not where you go. You go at the foot of the bed.
Jerk.
Sir.
And get his fur everywhere.
Yeah, I had that problem with my dog back when I had him. Fur all over the bed.
She still has that problem.
I do. He's shed so much, like that long, but though. He's my baby. And I love him. Don't. He cuddles with me more than you do.
Ooh.
Shots fired.
Shots missed.
Does that mean you miss me?
No. It means
jerk.
That it didn't affect me.
Oh.
So, on a completely related subject, Burger King chicken fries are back.
Yes!
Yay.
Burger King chicken fries.
McDonald's. Shit! I could get that for lunch tomorrow?
The McDonald's in Wesley Chapel
has
a machine where it's a touchscreen where you order from the touchscreen.
McDonald's in Wesley Chapel.
Also, that is the only McDonald's in Florida that has those. And you build your sandwich
sarcastic.
Like. Oh. Well, shut up.
Story. I'm interested in the story.
And you can build your sandwich, and they're different than the normal sandwiches. These are like gourmet sandwiches, and they actually have a chef guy with a chef hat. And when you order it, you build all your toppings and all that stuff. The chef guy goes in the back and makes it. He then hand delivers it to you at the table, then offers you, like, hot towel. Okay, I'm exaggerating with the hot towels part. But, like, it's more like a restaurant with a waiter than.
So it's kind of like a fancy Wawa.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know what Wawa is, you can go up to a little LCD panel and enter in and make your own sandwich and stuff. And, you know, if you're specific, and then they'll call your name out and you go pick it up.
Yeah, but, like, this is McDonald's, and they, like, I guess, wait at your table.
I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know if I've told you this, but I went to Rome when I turned 16 with my dad. And apparently we accidentally walked into one of the largest McDonald's in the world.
It's
fancy as fuck, and we were just like,
a really fancy
this
one
is kind
New
of
York.
A cool McDonald's. Can we get 8 Big Macs?
The I think it's the second largest in the U.S. is in Orlando.
And then I think
I'm going there this weekend.
I think the largest in the U.S. is in New York, and then the largest might be in Japan.
Okay, that makes sense.
Where they deliver food. They will deliver your McDonald's there.
Yeah, they deliver in New York, too, I think.
I think this one.
Also, in Zephyr Hills. I don't know why the fuck in Zephyr Hills of all places, but Zephyr Hills McDonald's deliver.
Interesting. What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
Get McDonald's with your cows.
Well, with the Burger King, I went to go get some chicken fries last night. Oh. In fact, I was coming back from work, and I decided to stop by my house to fix my bike. which, by the way, the mail company, I bought the parts and the tools, but the mail company didn't deliver the tools, so I only had the parts. I'm like, well, fuck. So hopefully they came back tonight, but, you know, I'm here, so.
Right.
But, anyways, disregarding all that, your coughing made me lose my train of thought, Nikki.
Too bad.
Bike, fixing your bike, messed up parts, Burger King chicken fries.
So I was heading back from my parents' house, defeated, gonna drive back to my place, and I pass by Burger King. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get some chicken fries. I'm
gonna satisfy myself after my shitty day with the
wonderful girlfriend chicken fries.
Yeah, I called Nikki. I'm like, hey, Nikki, do you want chicken fries? I want chicken fries. So I pulled up to Burger King, the same Burger King I got chicken fries from before, like when they last held them.
Right.
And I was like, I'll have 4 boxes of chicken fries, which I've asked before.
Okay.
And she was like, you want 4 chicken fries? Or you want 4 of them? And I said, yes. She goes, you want 1 4-count? I'm like, no, I want 4 boxes of chicken fries. She goes, you want 4 boxes? And I'm like, yes, 4 boxes of chicken fries. She goes, okay, this is the total. I'm like, that total seems very low, but whatever. I pull up, and after waiting for what seems like 5 minutes, which is very long at a drive-thru.
Right.
She gives me it. I look in the bag before driving away. It's chicken nuggets. She gave me 4 boxes of 4-count of chicken nuggets.
Oh, jeez.
And I waited so long, and it was only for like $5. I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I'm just going to go. I don't even care anymore.
I am tired of my night.
And those chicken nuggets sucked. I mean, that was just horrible service.
Just an awful day. And losing your package, and they screwed up your chicken fries with chicken nuggets, which are not the same.
I was already so defeated that I told Nikki, I'm like, hey, Nikki, they screwed up their order, so I'm not going to bring the chicken fries. And I'm already heading closer to my apartment, so I'm just going to go home.
Yeah, you know.
Sad Loves Austin me. Sitting there eating his chicken nuggets. Like
crying into his chicken nuggets. His
chicken nuggets in his late package.
Yeah. This is so salty.
Like I said, I ordered a mochi bag.
Oh my god, I can't talk.
And I ordered a TV mount for there that tilts down.
Nice.
Aren't you fancy?
If you need an extra TV mount, I have one that fits up to 32 inches.
Okay, I actually do need one more.
I think
we're going to do a vertical.
It's an elbow one.
Oh, cool.
So it's one that'll fold flat like this and then can extend out forward. Oh, I hit the mic.
Way to punch the mic.
I bought it from my 32-inch Samsung, but I then subsequently purchased a 55-inch
LG. Which does not
LG.
Fit on the 32-inch.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that would be awesome. Because what I was thinking is I don't know how I want to do this, if I want to do them side by side or vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be for Let's Plays, really, is what Absolutely. It would be for. So I don't know what would be more comfortable for you guys to play it, because I would obviously play on that one.
And with this mount, of course, you can extend it and turn it. So, like, if you wanted people to position differently, you can do
right.
that as well.
Right. Well, we'll figure that out.
Yeah. But, I think those are all my notes.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, I like these short podcasts. They're easy to edit. One day we'll have long podcasts.
One day. Your feet smell, Nikki.
Yeah. Nikki's feet smell.
If you just said something I didn't understand.
Whoa, I've never heard that before.
I hear it every once in a while. There seems to be some sort of Google Now notification that opens in the background, does not open anything in the front. All you get is an icon. And then, since I never actually use it right, it always says, if you said something, I didn't catch that.
I wonder if that's like the actual OK Google hotkey now. Of course, you didn't do it this time. But because I didn't... I heard that beep. I thought it was Nikki's phone. But I didn't see any overlay.
Yeah, it bothers me that I don't see an overlay.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see an overlay.
Of course, sometimes I'm okay with it because it seems that the GUI format lags the phone a little bit. Like, I'll say the hot key or the hot word, and it'll wait like 2 seconds, which is forever when you're trying to say something, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, keyword, pause.
Yeah, that's what I love about Alexa so much is you can say it in the sentence. You can say, Alexa, what's the weather, and it gets it.
But to be fair with Alexa, it's always listening.
Yeah, it's always listening.
And it's powered.
It's hardwired.
Directly.
Yeah.
Always yeah. And if you did that with the phone, the battery would drain drastically.
Man, I just always got an email at 9:43 p.m. on a Wednesday night, in all caps, please help.
From who?
For support.
Yeah, for like IT support. Like, dude, it's 9:37 on a Wednesday.
Also, those subject titles do not help. Because
no.
That's always the subject title. Please help. all caps or a bunch of exclamation points.
Yeah, but hold up, shit.
From
where did
now
this
on,
go?
When I send you an email, I'm just gonna do all exclamation points.
You never send me emails.
Yeah, no, look at that. Please help all exclamation points.
Oh wow, all exclamation points and all caps.
Thanks, Austin.
I apologize.
Yes.
What I was getting at.
Oh my god. The worst part is I'm gonna have to cut this out. Me, as the tech support guy, figured that was a tech support problem with the app.
Okay.
Nope. That's an email he sent to all of his email subscribers.
Well, the reason I mentioned the name, and then I thought it was pretty funny that you showed me that picture because it looked a lot like Fable's icon.
Does it?
For their, what's the word? Their arcade version of the game.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Now I'm going to have to look at that picture.
Arcade version of Fable?
Yeah, it was, before Fable 3, you could get, it was like a pre-order thing.
Mini game
that you could earn money in the game before the game came out.
I fucking hate
it. It was a neat
games.
Idea, yeah. I think. Because it was before you had that, ridiculous DLC. It was just, a way to get extra money so that when the game started, you had more money.
And you had fun while doing it and get achievements.
Yeah. And it was a full arcade game.
Yeah, it had different games and stuff, and you could play with other friends.
It was like a casino or, Fable edition of a casino.
Yeah, yeah. And Fable did something that I enjoyed, and I think that they should do across other games, and it will definitely get you to play again, is when you leave and come back, you earn interest on your money. So, if you're gone for 3 days and you come back, it's like, hey, here's all the money that your business has made.
That's
and you're
exciting.
Like, oh, look at that, that's cool. What's it called? Animal Crossing does that, but only if you put money into the bank.
Yes.
And you earn interest, which is, not that much, but...
Well, it's, just
it's interest.
Bank.
Oh, man, when I used to work at... or not work at... When I used to have my old bank, I had a savings account that was 0.001 cents, or percent, that's what it was.
Wow. That's a shitty savings.
0.001%.
I mean, it's 0.05, but still.
Yeah, but that seems significantly larger than 0.001.
That's 50 times larger.
I'd have to make $1,000 to earn a dollar or a cent.
I don't math. I can't math.
0.001. I think that's $1,000 to earn a dollar.
No, it would be because it was 0.001%. If it was 1%,
oh my gosh,
you'd make. Oh wait, no. I don't know.
You're
God damn
all
it.
Fucking nervous.
Math.
I'll find out.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous amount. So anyway.
Yeah, basically that savings account was a holding account.
Yeah.
A non-checking account.
I've got a business savings account. Those are nice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because businesses don't use savings. So.
My math was right.
Yeah, you're... Okay.
Surprisingly.
But that's 0.001, not 0.001%.
Well, yeah. I did times 0.001, which is...
That would be 0.1%, I think. Yeah, because 0.1
yeah,
would be
okay.
1%.
You're
so
right.
You need to add two more zeros.
So it'd be 1 cent.
That's phenomenal. For every $1,000 in your bank account, you get 1 penny.
And up until my high school life, I didn't have more than $200 in my bank account. You know?
So you didn't even get your penny.
Yeah.
All right, do we have any closing thoughts, Miss Sicknicky?
I have a thought. So, if you think about it, with interest earning, if you have, let's say, $500, which is half of a dollar, okay, or half of a penny, for that $1,000, let's just say.
Oh, okay.
So if I have $500, which is half of the amount needed, would I get that penny 2 years, or would I never get the penny?
You would get the penny 2 years because in banking they actually carry the money to four decimal places.
So it's just credited, just it's not noted publicly.
Yeah, it's complicated. In fact, I think I'll show you my banking tax return. I think it actually has a fraction of a penny on there.
Ow!
So I just cracked Nicky's toe.
That's exciting. But yeah, because I had to do a school assignment and come up with a good variable number, and I like to go above and beyond with stupid shit like that.
Of course, yeah.
What variable type would you like to use to hold numbers? And, obviously the answer they're expecting is, four
very
numbers
exact.
With two of them being decimal places. Well, I did six numbers with four of them being decimal places or whatever. But I have to give that credit to teacher, because normally when I pull shit like that, they're like, oh, and then I have to argue with them and I don't feel like it. That guy was like, yeah, you're right. Here's a bonus point. Yes! So, Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That sounded like a fantastic back crack.
It was all right. It wasn't
so I got a sample medication. That sounded like a drug deal. I legally acquired a sample medication that from a like health deal. Professional person.
Now that really sounds like a drug deal.
Oh, Jesus.
You went to a doctor, says my head hurts, and says, drugs. Hey, take these pills.
Okay, it's like a new ibuprofen.
Okay.
It has some other chemical in it.
So you got marijuana.
Yeah, I got marijuana. Combined with the ibuprofen that, like, I guess takes out the part that's bad for your liver.
Interesting.
And it's supposed to help with my back.
Oh, okay.
And it's supposed to help really quick. My neck still hurts, though. So.
That might be helpful to old people. Like, my dad has a bad back.
Yeah.
Anywho. Interesting. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's like an ibuprofen and something else combination.
So if the next podcast you're not on here, we can all safely assume that Joey's dead for the listeners.
Yes, we can assume that, and it was because of that new medicine.
Okay.
Maybe that's why you were having those dreams.
No, I just took the first one like 10 minutes before I left.
Maybe it was preemptive. Maybe it
Maybe it's a time traveling. Holy shit, that would be amazing.
Time.
All right. Anyway, we'll end the podcast now.